At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. A little bit of a late start. Again, power was out, but we are here. Can you hear us? Text us at 402-464-5685. On my part, it looks like we should be on the air and active on YouTube FM stream, but confirm that, please, Breakers, for us. We apologize again. It's out of our control, out of our hands as to why we were not on at 6 a.m., but we are here now. So, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Jake. I hope people
stick
with us.
We sat in the dark again.
Hope they do.
I hope they stick with us.
We had a phone call. Someone called. Are you guys aware you're not on the air?
I wish Bill answered that. Yeah, this is Bill. I am here. Sip's here. Jake's here. But
I will start
here,
answering phones in the morning. Rudy's busy with stuff. I will start taking. I will field calls.
You'd be good at it.
I'll field calls.
That'd be
Early Break. This is Bill. How can I help you?
This is Bill Bush. Yes, this is Bill Bush.
I can leave off this one. Early Break, you're on the air.
It'd be funny if you started answering phone calls as Dr. Love over there, you know, off the side.
God dang it. We're not doing Dr. Love.
We have something new for tomorrow.
We do, yeah. That's a tease. We have a new segment weekly for Bill's Thrills on Friday. I'm excited for it.
I miss Dr. Love. I'm going to say that, though.
It's fun. You can miss it.
I'm going to say it.
It'll come back eventually.
Should we submit it in on bye week?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Bye week is late September. We'll have Bill Thrills.
Build up your questions. If you want to get back to Dr. Love, we can do that because love is important.
It is, and people have questions, and they're trying to navigate through their love problems, and you help.
So we do. So we do.
Here we are. 6:30.
Yeah. Your new shirt arrived.
This is Ropec. This is the third one you have.
Fourth.
I think you've nailed all of those, by the way. You've done a nice job on picking the Roebuck shirts.
That's honesty of you, Trixie.
Honesty.
Has Trixie seen one of the Roebuck shirts?
Various people on my roster.
Yes.
No, they're fine. They're like them, I guess. I don't know. I don't get a lot
of
comments.
Are they taken back? Because this is not normal for you to look as if you just came from a country club.
Is that what it looks like?
It looks like you just left Swigert from Lincoln
it's just
Country Club.
It's like these shirts are just shirts. I got to go to Fremont today and the ghost tonight.
You have the ghost?
That's a big one.
The ghost tonight. So, yeah, I got to present well.
Oh, they have incredible food.
They're incredible people, as you know.
Oh, wow.
I think you'll be doing the ghost later.
I have a ghost later.
Yeah. So, I got a double today. So, it's kind of a day.
You know? It's a lot of cash coming in. Are you reporting that to the IRS?
Jesus, let's not bring that up.
How dare you? See, he says, how dare you bring that up on there?
That's okay. Yes. And Tom Bommert is my accountant, and he would say yes.
Okay.
Steve is doing that.
Okay, we're doing the right thing out there.
So that's good. I got a quick Aging Gracefully bonus one.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Idle chit chat. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
we have it tomorrow, you know.
Quick,
too.
Yeah, Tread's Tire. That's what.
Tread's Central Tire.
Tread's Central Tire. Ron Preston.
Oh, it's not Portland. Randy. It's Ron.
What?
Ron.
Ron.
Okay. Yeah, Ron.
Ron Preston.
Randy Diner. Yeah, Ron Preston.
The athletic one from Lyons, Nebraska.
He was a outside linebacker.
What's that?
What was he?
Outside linebacker.
Ron Preston.
Ron Preston.
Did you play against him?
Yeah, I told you the problem in basketball, and Dad would say you got Preston. Oh. Man, it's
because
long day, and then all of a sudden I'd come out bringing the ball on the court, and there's Preston matched up on me. I'm like, here we go.
I'd like to hear more about your basketball.
We don't hear a lot about that, do we? We don't hear a lot about basketball.
Were you the
Bill.
Point guard?
Was that, no, I was a two guard. I probably would have averaged over 40 if there had been a 3-point line. We didn't have a 3-point line.
Did you shoot ever inside like What's the that? Lane?
Sometimes a finger roll. Not that. I really like the assist. I was really into assisting. I like to assist. Yes.
Were you a starter?
Yes. Yes.
It's okay to ask. Okay, here's the headline. It's not a big one. It's just something to talk about.
This is Idle Chit Chat, a.k.a. Yes. Aging Gracefully, to
I
start the show off
this
today.
Morning, if you are feeling under the weather and you think you can't hack it, go to Walgreens and see the man in the red, in the white jacket. It's not necessarily a man, and it's not necessarily a white jacket, but it does rhyme.
Yes.
So yesterday, this is the second time this has happened, and it was the miracle cure both times. You know when I had that head stuffiness, I couldn't hear? Just went to the guy at Walgreens on 27th and Vine, said,
you know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Head stuffiness, can't hear. And he pointed me to the stuff and said, take this and this, and it'll be gone by tomorrow. It was. Yesterday, you saw me. I was putting a cough going on.
Yeah,
I was putting like Vicks Vapor up my nose.
Bill was concerned about that, by the way.
It was kind of weird. And
also, I've gotten sick from you because we're in the Petri dish in here.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not feeling well?
Not feeling well. I told her last night. I said, well, this my ears were plugged also. So I go, well, Sip got me. What do I
this
got
is
for
what
me?
You get. So you go there, and he said, before I got everything out of my mouth, he said, Zyrtec D. Do you have high blood pressure? No. Zyrtec D. and use it with Mucinex, and you'll be clear. Holy God.
You feel like a new man?
By 3 o'clock, I was fine. I mean, I don't feel like a new man, but it was...
You feel better.
Yeah.
That's good.
So Walgreens, I've never had done that until these two instances.
There's probably over 100 things I would maybe try to do just to help breathe better. Yours would have been 101st. You're putting Vicks up your nose. The chance of me putting Vicks up my nose...
That was the problem.
On TV. You're on TV, you know, we're on TV. I couldn't imagine putting Vicks up my nose.
You know what it does, though, right?
I'm aware.
It feels so good. It felt so good.
So, in back-to-back days on the show, you had, you showed the Wi-Fi for UNL,
password
the press, code. And the next day you were shoving
did
Vicks
Keith
up
Mann
your nose.
Did talk to you about that at all?
No.
Was there conference yesterday? Was there news? Nothing on Wednesday? Today there'll be something?
No. Yes. Matt Rule today.
We'll speak today.
Yeah, Matt Rule and Robin Washett handles that for us. It's just sort of the last kind of, what? Come on, help me with the
Build up to the Akron game?
The last word from the head coach.
from the week.
Yeah. It's really kind of an important day, but you don't need three guys there for one coach. So Robin handles it. And that's today.
We have an interesting take from Eli on YouTube.
The tube.
Last time Nebraska tried to play Akron was the first game of the Scott Frost era. It got canceled because of storms. Eli says, I hope this is not a bad omen like the weather cancellation for Akron last time. With
Which
the
was game weather?
No, he's saying the power outage situation out 2 days in a row. That could be the bad omen in place of bad weather for the game or the season. Don't put that on us, Eli. Come on. Don't put that on us or Nebraska.
I don't see it.
So our breakers are still listening.
They're with us. Thank you guys.
Do we have
for your
people
patience.
With us?
They are with us. They have been with us since 6 a.m. wondering where we're at again, but they are sticking with us. And
I think this will be the last.
If it happens again, please call in. I'll answer the phone.
Yeah, we want Bill. I can't wait for Bill to answer the phone. Rudy's busy. This is Bill Bush. How can I help you?
You couldn't help.
I will do it. We all pitch in here. Jake was frantically going around the station trying to actually get the power back on. I did not really worry about that much.
Yeah, there's not much you guys can do. I had experience from yesterday twice. It happened in the morning before the show. I helped with that, and then I was called back at 7 p.m. to assist, so I did that. And so I know kind of what to do when the power's out. It's not exactly the most fun thing, but I know what to do. So I got it somewhat up and running.
7 p.m. it happened.
Yes, we had an outage again.
And you are saying this.
Are these power surges?
I think so. That's above over my head a little bit what the problem is. I'm not sure why a generator's not working. That is, again, over my head. But I know how to get things going when the power is back.
Jake went two of these.
When the power is back, I feel like I know what to do to help our IT guy out to finalize the product being ready to roll.
And you have ruled out foul play.
Foul play is ruled out. It's a building, not a station issue. It's a building issue because everyone in the building has been affected above us in some capacity. So it is not just us.
John, are you aware in holders?
Yeah, John, have you been down? Where have you been, John?
John, let us know. He'll be down probably today for the game, but I just want to know if John's aware that his power has been out.
John, because he has an apartment up there.
Yes.
A different John says, points out, aren't you guys in the old LES building? Yeah, we are.
We are.
That's ironic, isn't it, a little bit?
Yes.
We're not mad at LES. It's a building problem. Thank you for getting us back on the airwaves.
Is Rick with us today?
Heyman?
Yeah.
He's texting me. He said, we're on the air, Rick. We are on the air at this point.
Rick.
You should be able to hear us, Rick. Try turning your
radio
on.
I think he's listening now, but this is about 6 o'clock. He asked me what's going on. I said, well, I put on social media, it's a power outage again. We are here. It's nothing
Jake
I can control.
Jake got it out right away because my wife hit me up.
I did.
Good job, Jake.
I did.
So we just are pleading with the breakers right now to have patience.
Yes.
This should be the last day.
I would think so. We're going to try to keep this somewhat on schedule. So I'm going to take a break here right now. And then we're going to come back. And I want to discuss the crazy list
that CBS
Sports has. Regarding quarterbacks, somebody has dropped all the way out of the list.
Somebody.
That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.